in our brief introduction yesterday, we noted that there were three basic categories of restriction that we find by our colloquial onen. Number one, the Isser v'achila b'shnei hames. Number two, an Isser v'asar v'yayin. And number three, the broader Isser of saying brachos or performing mitzvahs during the period of aninus. And we noted, as we'll now discuss at greater length, that the reasons for these various restrictions may not all be the same. So the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the third paragraph of Brachos, Daf Yitzayin Mubeit, Mishnah Mesa Mutal Lefanov, that's what we noted from the Rav and the Rosh Hashanah Zaman, that the colloquial Onein is really the term that we use for Mishnah Mesa Mutal Lefanov, as opposed to the Torah Onein, which is a Kachim Halacha primarily. The Mishnah Mesa Mutal Lefanov, Parter Mikriyas Sham, Minatfilin, and we call Mrs. Hamuris Batara. Fine, so general Petur from Mitzvahs, that we'll get to in a little while. Then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Misha Meso Muta Lefanov, Ochel Bebayis Acher. If someone is in the status of Meso Muta Lefanov, he eats in another house. Vim Ein Lebayis Acher, Ochel Bebayis Chavero. Vim Ein Lebayis Chavero, Osa Mechitza Veochel. Vim Ein Lo Dabar Lassas Mechitza, Machzir Panov, Veochel. Veino Meso Veochel, Veino Ochel Basar, Veino Shev Siyayin, Veino Mevarach, Veino Mezamin. So this price covers all three of the categories that we just noted. Let's begin with a discussion of the Isser Achila Bifnei Hames. Why is it, and what's the nature of this Isser that the Brisa presents, that you're not allowed to eat Bifnei Hames? Rashi writes, Ochel b'bayis acher, dinira kiloig l'rash. That if you were to eat in front of the maze, it appears like loig l'rash, it appears that you are making fun of, you are being insensitive to the maze. So in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, in the Emek Davar Sivkatan Ches, again we're in Simon Shimem Aleph here, Emek Davar Sivkatan Ches, the Divrei Sofrim notes that Rashi's Lashon is not loig l'rash, rather near a kiloeg l'rash. It's not exactly loeg l'rash, it approximates loeg l'rash. Because if it was really loeg l'rash, then the geder would be different. Normal loeg l'rash. The loeg l'rash is not performing mitzvos lifnei hames, so number one, that applies to everyone. There's no unique loeg l'rash for a karov as opposed to any other person. And here, the Isser of Achila Bifnei Hames that the Brisa presents is limited to Krovim, who would be Noheg Avelis. And number two, the conventional Loeg L'Rash only applies within Dalet Amos. And over here, there's no indication that the Isser Achila Bifnei Hames is limited to within Dalet Amos of the Mace. So that's why Rashi writes, it's Kil Loeg L'Rash, it's not exactly Loeg L'Rash, because a conventional Loeg L'Rash could, in theory, have a Kula and a Chumra, could have the relative Chumra that it apply to everyone, and the relative kula that it only applies within Dalet Amos. So what Rashi seems to be saying then is that this is a type of genai that the person who is going to be knowing avelos, the person whose relative just died, is now eating in front of the mace as opposed to engaging in bechia, engaging in sar, engaging in the kind of emotional reaction that would be expected when a person just loses a relative. Instead, he's eating in front of the maze, so that is inappropriate, and that's what Rashi means by kiloeg l'rash.
What are the classic cases of rush? I mean, the
classic case of loeg l'rash?
Well, how many? Is there only one? Is there a group of cases of
rush? So we have loeg l'rash in terms of wearing tzitzis or other kiyumei mitzvos bifnei hames. Is it formalized in any other area of halacha? Don't recall.
There's only one case of loeg l'rash.
To extend it to someone who's sick, who can't do something, like he can't eat or whatever, he's not feeding to me, shouldn't eat.
Right. But that's not found in conventional poskim, right. Not found in the literature. But yeah, if I was, I once had to bring one of our children for some medical procedure at Columbia, where you aren't allowed to eat before performing the procedure. And there was a big sign in the waiting room saying that there are children here are undergoing procedures where they're not allowed to eat before, so please don't eat, because it wouldn't be nice to them that other people are eating when they're not allowed to eat. So the notion, that notion of lowering the rash, I guess exists in society, or there's some sensitivity to that beyond the formal law. Well, that's exactly what Arun was mentioning. Okay. But there may be machlokas of the Nosei Kalin. How precise this categorization or characterization is. So the Taz writes here in the beginning of Siman Shin Mem Aleph, Siv Katan Aleph. Now the Mechaber basically just quotes with some expansion the Lashon Ha Braisa. The Taz writes Siv Katan Aleph Ochel Bais Acher Tahava Kilo Iglarash.
Braisa
Mishnah.
The
So that's the Mishnah Brachos?
The Mishnah Brachos? Sorry.
No, the Mishnah Brachos doesn't have this step. Right? The Gemara quotes from the Brisa in Moikatim. Right? So, Rashi writes, Dava Kilo Iglarash, Kain Pirish Rashi Perk Misha Meso, Vahadalo Asu Gam Ba'achrimi Tamze. So, if it's Lo Iglarash, if it's conventional Lo Iglarash, it should apply to everyone. Why is it only limited to the Krovim who are Miss Avil? Lefi shadafka b'chayiv b'kfiraso yesh kashash b'masha eino osek b'kfiraso v'yoshev lechol b'fnei hames. It's only those people that are charged with being osek in kvura where there's the task causes a chashash that they're not doing what they're charged with doing, but rather they are eating b'fnei hames. So it sounds like the issue is not the conventional lo iglarash, but a dereliction of responsibility, and not necessarily just that they are not emotionally attuned to what they should be thinking, but there's a imperative that they be osek b'kvura, and by eating and drinking b'fnei hames, they are not properly being osek b'kvura. But the Taz clearly says that as it's a Pashup Shah of the Gemara, that this Isser is limited to Krovim. The Shach in Sifkat and Gimel writes that this Isser of Achil with Nehemes for an Onein applies even on Shabbos. Quotes from the Bach. So the Piskei Tshuva understands Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Vav. So Sifkat and Beis. So the Piskei Tshuva writes that this is a machlokas of Taz Mashach. He quotes the Berahetev, who seems to gloss over what he presents as a machlokas. He says, Piskei Tshuva Sifkat and Beis, Devadi la Taz, Shakasa Lefisha Didafka Bechai Bukfaraso, Imkei Mishavish Eina Rashi Lasak Bukfaraso Mutter. The Shach says that the Isser of Achilu Fnei Ameis for an Onen applies on Shabbos as well. The Taz says the Piskei Tshuva would presumably argue, because according to the Taz, the Isser is connected to the requirement of being Osa B'Kvura. And Shabbos is no possibility of being Osa B'Kvura, therefore there'd be no unique Isser. Ula Shach, Shekasa Dafila B'Shabbos Aser, Vada Disrile Degam Acher Aser. So the Piskei Tshuva assumes that these two questions, whether the Isser applies in Shabbos, whether the Isser applies to someone else, are linked. Meaning that if you're going to say the Isser applies on Shabbos, that means that it's not limited to situations in which you can be Osei B'Kfura. If it's not limited to those who are responsible for being Osei B'Kfura, then it applies to other people as well. It's not only for the Krovim. The Taz, who assumes that it's only for the Krovim who are being Osei B'Kfura, would say, therefore, that it would be Mutter on Shabbos, and the Isser only applies to those Krovim. That is the Piskei Tshuva's understanding of what he presents as a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. And the Piskei Tshuva thinks that lahalacha should be machmir like the Shach, and aser achil b'fnei hames to all people, and aser even on Shabbos. However, the Divrei Sofrim suggests, Emek Davar Sikatin Yir Aleph, Divrei Sofrim Emek Davar Sikatin Yir Aleph, that this Tali is not necessarily correct. It could be that maybe the Taz will agree to the Shach about Shabbos, because even if there's no formal activities that a person could engage in to further the movement towards Kfur on Shabbos, but there's still an issue, an Indian of Shmiras and Mace. You still have to watch over the Mace over Shabbos. So it could be that on Shabbos, as far as Shabbos is concerned, maybe the Taz would agree to the Shach that there is an Isser on Shabbos. And that's not necessarily dependent on the same question as to whether this only applies to the Avelim or to everyone else as well. So it could be the Taz would, despite the fact that the Taz limits the Isser to the Avelim, to the Onanim, the Taz might still agree that the Isser applies on Shabbos. In the other direction, Rabbi Karr points out in the Mishmeres Malchus that the Piskei Shu is making an assumption in the Shach as well. The Shach is only talking about a Shabbos. It's not necessarily the case that the Shach would agree that the Isser of Achilu of Ne'emez applies both on Midah to non-relatives as well. Maybe the Shach extends it to Shabbos because there still is an Indian of Shmiras Ameis on Shabbos, but the Shach never addresses the question as to whether it applies to other people aside from Krovim. So Rabbi Karr thinks that maybe there really isn't such a machlokas, maybe the Shach isn't so far off from the Taz, but nevertheless, he acknowledges that lahalacha, given that the Piskei Tshuva and the consensus of Achronim seems to be to understand the Shach as being more restrictive, is asering achil with ne'emes for other people as well, so he thinks that lahalacha, you have to at least be machmir for that and restrict achil with ne'emes for other people as well.
Okay. Another nafkamina that the Taz is extending it to just not paying attention and going on your computer in front of the Mace with the Asr in front of the Taz.
So that's a broader question. Is in many areas of halacha there are certain things that are restricted because of a notion of shemi yimashech, or you may not do the mitzvah that you're supposed to do. So formally, those halachas don't apply to every single activity. I mean, let's say you assume that the Isser Te'iva before Kiddush and Avdallah is predicated, like the Magen Avraham and the Alter Rebbe, on the fact that you're supposed to do Kiddush and Avdallah immediately, and you may come to get distracted. So within the spirit of that, you probably shouldn't do anything to delay. But there's no formal Isser of, let's say, there's no formal issue of Limud HaTorah before Kiddush and Abdallah, but within the spirit, you shouldn't. So this thing may be true here as well. There's no, the Chazal only made certain formal Isurim because of that approach. So it could be that doing other things is not within the spirit, but it doesn't fall under a objective Isur. Okay, so Bryce also mentions the Isur of Achilas Basar and Shasius Yahid for an Oden. Tosos comments on Kafkim Lamed Beis in Moed Katan. And since we have this Bryce as well. So Tosfos Kaf Gimel and Beis and Ma'ikat and Dibur Maskel Ve'ino Ochel Basar Ve'ino Shosei Yayin. So what is the nature of this Isser of Achilas Basar Ve'Shosei Yayin? Tosfos asks, we don't find this when it comes to an Avel. We only find this for an Onen. So why should that be that this Isser is limited to an Onen and doesn't apply to an Avel? Tosus writes, "Aval dvarim she'ena masurim mishum avelus ela mishum sheyesh l'aliyas tarud b'kfuras mesa." So there are a category of things, specifically basariyayin, that aren't isuri avelus. They're only because a person needs to be tarud b'kfuras mesa during the period of aninus, v'lo yimashech after dvarim acherim, and he shouldn't be drawn or distracted or delayed by other things, kagan achilas basar v'shasiyas yayin. So these things are asur dafka ba'onei. So these are not nihuge avelos. On the contrary, lamin neyayno lenachem avelim. It's not nihuge avelos. It's shami yimoshech. That there are certain things that need to get done during the period of aninus. So you need to move towards kvura. And you shouldn't do anything that's going to distract you from that goal. That's how Tosos characterizes the Yisr Basar Yayin for an one. The Tosos in Brachos, Daf Yechesim and Aleph, the end of Dibur Vassal, the Einam of Arech, quotes the famous Maisa of Achoso Shel Rabbeinu Tam. Tosos writes at the end of this Dibur Vassal, Einam of Arech, Maisa Shemesa Achoso Shel Rabbeinu Tam, the Shabbos, the Yechesim and Aleph in Brachos. The deal of Moshe Shabbos Biracharis. So Rabbeinu Tam's sister died in another location on Shabbos, and he found out Moshe Shabbos, he was in another city. The Achal Basar V'Shosa Yayin, and that Moshe Shabbos, I guess Rabbeinu Tam always had a flesh of love Malka, so he had Basar V'Yayin that Moshe Shabbos. The Amar came and Sheesh LaBaal Shechai B'Kfarasa, since his sister had a husband, and the husband was taking care of the arrangements, Eino Asar V'Basar V'Yayin. So Rabbeinu Tam wasn't restricted by the Yisr Basar V'Yayin of an Onein because there was someone else who was engaged in the Yitzhar HaYakvura. The Efshar Shagam Rabbeinu Tam in Maya B'Yaratzvaya Meiko Me'ozatam. Tosa speculates the Maisa Shaya was Rabbeinu Tam in another city. The Tosa speculates that even had he been in the same city, Rabbeinu Tam may have been Meiko on the same grounds that he wasn't in a position to need to get involved in the Tzarchei HaKfura. So if the whole reason for the Yisr Basar V'Yayin is Shami Yimoshech, there's no Shami Yimoshech in a situation where he's not involved in the Tzarchei HaKfura. And the Rosh argues Rabbeinu Tam, even in a situation in which an Onen is not engaged in Tzarchei HaKfura, the Yisr Basar V'Yayin still applies. Now some say, we'll get to this later on, some say that this Shittas of Rabbeinu Tam applies even as far as the Isser of Kiyum Mitzvahs for an Onen. That if an Onen is not in a position to be involved in the Tzarchei HaKvura, so the Isser of Brachos of Kiyum Mitzvahs doesn't apply as well. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. The Rashba, however, is mefurish that Rabbeinu Tam's position was limited to Basar V'Yayin and doesn't extend to Kiyume Mitzvahs. The Rashba is here in the Sugin Brachos. Same Dibur Masal Ve'Einam Mevarech. The Rashba Brachos Yidayinam Abeis Dibur Masal Ve'Einam Mevarech. The Rashba writes, Miyu Valchilas Basar V'Shesiyas Yayin Nira She'im Yesh Lo Misha Yisa Maso. That's the Lashon Yerushalmi. That if there's someone else who's going to take care of the Tzarchei HaKvura, She'u Mutter, and that particular Onein is not restricted, not prohibited to have Basar V'Yayin. She'eno ela kedei shelo yimashech achrei achilas v'shis yasav lo yisayasav v'gros v'eso. Yes, those is right, wrote. The whole reason for the Yisr Basar V'Yayin for an Onein is shema yimashech. He may get distracted, he may not be osek in tzarchei akvura. That only applies in a situation where he's in a position to be osek in tzarchei akvura. V'cheine idu arvein etam, yishamei salchoso v'adiyu v'yaracheres v'achol basar v'shas yayin, ki yamar me'achar sheyesh labal, shechai b'prasa, eino osek basar v'yayin. So writes the Rashba in Tshuva, Chela Gimel Simen Shin, Chela Gimel Simen Shin, that the Isser Basar V'Yayin only applies to those who are Osek B'Kvura. Because Eloi Yameseh V'Ochel Basar V'Shas V'Yayin, T'yesu Dasa Kekeva, V'Yisrashel V'Sarach Yameseh. If someone's going to eat Basar V'Yayin, he's going to get distracted, he's going to sit down for a big meal, and he's going to be Misrashel, he won't properly attend to the Tzarchei Hames. So the Rashba clearly understood within Rabbeinu Tam that the reason for the Isser Basar V'Yayin, as Tosfos wrote, is because of Shema Yimashech. What does the Rashba hold? The Rashba doesn't explicitly write why he argues on Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Schechter suggests Vikvei Atzon Simen Yud Ches Osches. Simen Yud Ches Osches. So the Rashba is probably assuming that the Isser of Basar V'Yayin is to show a certain emotional reaction to the Petira, that independent or irrespective of whether the Onin is Osei B'Tzarchei Hameis, but it shows a certain insensitivity to be eating basar v'yayin when it's meso mutol lefanav. Rav Shapir suggests that this may be two deus in that tosis and brachos. So he tosis and moikatan. If tosis and moikatan, the line after we just read, we had read where Tosfos in Ma'akatan says that the Issur Basar V'Yayin is because of Shami Yimashet. So these are things that are not Issuri Avelus, they're unique to Aninus, things that are going to distract him and the Tzarchei Meis. And then Tosfos writes, Tasha Shamita, Dimash Rebesamach D'Asir Ba'onein. So why is Tashmish Asir? V'Hanami Shema Yimashet. So either Tashmish is Asir because of Shami Yimashet, he's going to get distracted. Oh, Shema Simcha Yiseirasa, the chutzpah. Or, engaging in Tashmish is a inappropriate expression of Simcha Yiseira, the chutzpah. That's not right. That time it made some of a person would have Tashmish. So, Rosh Hashanah says maybe these two reasons, of Shema Yimashech or Simcha Yiseira, are the machlokas of Bein Tam and the Rush, although the Tosfos really only presents it in the context of Tashmish, not necessarily in the context of Basar V'Yayin. And Rosh Hashanah points out that the Rav note in this context, Jumas Hadeshin has a comment that the nature of the Isser Basar V'Yayin for Sudam of Sekis and Erev Tisha B'Av is that the Sudam of Sekis is a kind of Sudam of Aninus. So when we sit down for the Sudam of Sekis, we're in the position of Mesom of Dilafanov, that we have the time where the Beis HaMikdash, we're commemorating the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed, that's like Mesa Mutalafanov, so we're like Onanim, or Asabad Basar V'Yayin. So, Rosh Hashanah just quotes in the Rav, the observation that if the reason for the Asabad Basar V'Yayin for an Onan is Shami Yimashech, then that doesn't really transfer to the Sud Matsekes on Erev Tisha B'Av. Okay. Magen Avraham comments, Lahalacha in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, with the application to Avelus as well, in the Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sifkatan Kavtes, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sifkatan Kavtes, that when it comes to an Avel or an Onein, since the Isser, perhaps as opposed to Tisha B'Av, as opposed to Sud Masekas, but since the Isser Basar V'Yayin for an Onein is based on Shema Yimashech, then the Isser shouldn't apply to a rotev or a tapshe shabbos. It should only apply to real meat, but not to gravy or not to a tapshe cooked with basar that is not basar itself. Because the concern of Shami Mashaych only applies to meat itself and not to meat derivatives or meat associates. And that's the Piskei Tshuva quotes here as well in Sifkatan Gimel from the Noda B'Yehuda that the Isser Basar V'Yayin for an Onein doesn't apply to Rotev Shalbasar. As he quotes from the Noda Behuda, or the Noda Behuda's son. Rabbi Karp points out that the page Ayin Vav, that there is a Lekad Yosher, Talmud of Tumas Hadeshen. Uh, who does aser rota basar for an oneg. Okay, let's move on now to discuss the pitur or the iser of brachos and mitzvos for an oneg. Rashi writes back now. We're going back to the Mishnah. Rashi. Lefishu tarud b'machsheves k'raso. So the onen is tarud in his involvement with the kfura. Lavia dubia dechasan depater mishum tirda de mitzvah. So Rashi compares the iser Kriyashma, tour Kriyashma for an onein to that of a chasen. So that's presented as a tour. Just like a chasen is patur because he's tarud, so too is an onein tarud. Rambam writes something similar. Peridal of Kriyashma halacha gimel. Peridal of Kriyashma halacha gimel. Rambam writes, Mi shemeis lo meis shuchayiv was abel alav. Patur mi Kriyashma achi yitberenu. Nay, she'ein daito penuyo likros. Vima yamashamer semeis afabi she'ein omeso patur mikriyashma. So Rambam's emphasis is ein daito penuyo likros, that his mind is not settled, his mind is not at ease, he's distracted.
What parak is that?
Parak dalid halacha gimel. So it, in that spirit, that it's a p'tur because of tirda, Rashi continues to write, now we're reading Rashi on Gemara, Eino mevarech, eino tzarech levarech berchas hamotzi. He need not say hamotzi. Eino mezamen, eino tzarech levarech berchas hamotzi. He need not bench. So that's what Tosfos points out at Dir Maskil, eino mevarech, that Rashi sounds like, if he wants to say brachos, if he wants to bench, he has every right to do so. He's just a putter. But if voluntarily wants to, then great. But then tells the boy, see, Rishami, ni Rishami kamar, imrasa lahachmer ain't shaman lo. That he's not allowed to. He doesn't have the option. It's not just a tour, but it's an iser. Lachach nira, Lomar ain't a mevarech, ain't a rasha levarech. He's not allowed to. Why? The Tosfos quotes two reasons in Rishami. Either b'nei kvod shalmeis, either it's a violation of kavod ameis that an onein mishameis mutalafanav is engaging in mitzvos like normal. Inami b'nei she'ein la mishi isamaso. Or a second reason Rishami is because he's supposed to engage in Sarchei Akfura, and if he's going to be doing mitzvos, then he's not going to be able to properly engage in Sarchei Kavura. And then the Yerushalmi quotes, tells the quotes to Yerushalmi, the quotes of Pasuk, Laman Tiskor, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yamim Sh'ata Osek B'chayim, Lo Yamim Sh'ata Osek B'mesim. So the din of Laman Tiskor only applies during Yamim Sh'ata Osei B'chayim, but during Yamim Sh'ata Osei B'mesim, during the period of Aninus, there's no Laman Tiskor. So then it's an absolute p'tur or iser to recite brachos, engage in Kriyat Shema, etc. And that's Tosfos' position. Now the Rosh, now the Rov Rishonim, even though there's some indications that, in some Rishonim, that there were places where people were, if you want to use the term makel, or practice to voluntarily say brachos, but the consensus of Rishon, the way we assume halacha, is that it's an iser, and onin is not allowed to recite brachos or engage in such mitzvahs. Now the Rishami that we just noted, close to reasons, again, either kvod shameis or ein mishi samaso. The Rosh in Moikatan Simon Nun Dalid, the Rosh in Moikatan Simon Nun Dalid quotes, what's the nafkamina, or writes, what's the nafkamina, if you do have Misha Yisamaso, if you have someone else is going to be osik in kvura. So the reason kvod l'shameis doesn't make a difference who's being osik in kvura. If the reason is you need something to be osik in kvura, so someone else is osik in kvura, there may be grounds that the onein would not be chayv mitzvos. So that we'll have to come back to as far as those applications that relates to the question of Rabbeinu Tam when Mei Sachoso, whether Rabbeinu Tam's practice of basar v'yayin would have extended to performing mitzvos as well. We'll get to that in a later shir. Piskei Teshuva in Sifkat and Zayin quotes the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, the first Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Siman Aleph. Dafka mitzvah asay pater. That an onin is pater for mitzvah asay. Aval mitzvah lo sasay chayiv kishar nashim. But an onin is still mitzvah in all mitzvah lo sasay. He's not allowed to violate any lavin. Presumably, what the Chacham Tzvi means to say is that when it comes to an essay, then we're presumably working with the mechanism of Yesh Kalach B'yan Chachamim, Lach or Dav B'na Torah Shev Al-Tasa. So we're telling you not to perform Mitzvah D'Raisa. What right do we have to do that? So Yesh Kalach. We're telling you B'Shev Al-Tasa, Chazal had the right to say to someone not to perform a Mitzvah B'na Torah. Yesh Kalach B'yan Chachamim, Lach or Dav B'na Torah. Bishav v'altasa. So, if that is a mechanism, then how does that work when it comes to brachos? Isn't there an iser lihanos min olam azevla bracha? So maybe that's not just being mevatel and asay, but maybe that's a chashash gazel. Maybe there's an iser there also. If we're operating on the principle that an onin is only parted from mitzvah asay, but it's still mitzuva in los asays. So maybe there's an element of los asay there as well, if you're going to be nanim and olam hazeh below bracha. So most folks can assume that the problem, the restriction of being nanim and olam hazeh below bracha only applies in a situation where there's a chiyuv bracha. Now, onein is mufka from chiyuvei brachos, so there's no iser. That's what Eimek Bracha writes. Eimek Bracha, Birchas Anan in Os Beis. That onen is itself the raya that in general the iser of binanim and olmas abla bracha is noveya from a chiyuv. Where there's a chiyuv bracha, so then there's an iser to binanim and olmas abla bracha. If there's no chiyuv bracha, so there's no iser. If there was an iser with a chiyuv bracha, so then an onen would have to say birchas anan anyway. So the fact that an onen doesn't have to say birchas anan is proof that the iser lahanos min olmas abla bracha only applies where there is, in fact, a chiyuv bracha. Rav Avadya does quote the Chazon Avadya, Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Mem Dalet. Mishmer Smachos, page Ayuches. They both quote a Kolban and Orkos Chayim, who say that, in fact, an onen is chayiv in Birkos Hananim. Even though an onen is restricted from all other mitzvahs asay and brachos, because of this concern of asa lihanas min olam zavalo bracha, a onein does recite Birchas Hananim. That is a minority position in Rishonim, but that's not a consensus. And according to that, you have to say that when the Braisa says Eina Mevarech, then Eina Mevarech is limited to Birchas Hamazon. In Birchas Hamazon, there's no problem of Lehanos Meral Mazabla Bracha, that only applies to Bracha Rishonim. Rashi wrote Eina Mevarech is Birchas Hamotzi. Rashi clearly understands that the restrictions of an onein apply to Bracha Rishon as well. Kolban the Orchas Chayim who say that an onein still has to say Bracha Rishon will have to understand Eina Mevarech in the Braisa is limited to is limited to a Bracha Achrona. Okay, but that is a minority position. Rishonim's consensus is that an onein is prescribed from Bracha Rishon as well. Although Rabbi Karp argues, page Pei Aleph, that if a person wants to say Birchas Hananin, then Yeshlo al mi lismoch and ein maznichin. So we're not going to put him in Chayrim if he insists on reciting the Bracha Rishon, even though that's not the common practice and not recommended. Similarly, issue is discussed by the Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Dalid. Does an oning wash netilas yadayim? Because of a chamude Daniel, nira the oning afa pisha matulacha b'lo bracha Piskei Tshuva Sifkat and Dalid chayv netilas yadayim. Beim imayim yishanim beim machronim. But then he's tight. He's off. Ian was that. Shiva Isi Sefer Berchi Yaakov. Shakas the Pshitale, the Onen Chayv and Atilas Yadayim. The Atilas Yadayim Havim Mishim Gzeirah, Shem Esrach Truma. So it's not just a mitzvah, but it's a Gzeirah. The Levi said, Avi Gzeirah the Rabbanon, Ein Safek the Chayv, the Kulu Lavin, Midaraisa the Rabbanon, Onen Chayv. Told you to eat bread. What kind of argument is that?
Saints just don't have bread, and you don't have a chayv mitzvah.
No, but the halacha takes into consideration the norm. There's no, if you're chayv mitzvah sedayim, you're chayv mitzvah sedayim. If you're pater, you're pater. You have to figure out whether you're chayv or pater. You want to say avoid the issue, okay? So what? But halacha has to deal with the issue. You want to avoid the issue, avoid the issue.
Tell a person not to eat bread, that avoids the issue.
That's not how we operate. So you have a machlokas haposkim, so you have to analyze that machlokas haposkim. If a posik wants to tell someone to eat bread to avoid the issue, then you can do that. What?
His time that there's an issur shavu, but I'm saying that only kicks in when you eat bread, but that I don't see that's a valid time because you can tell the person not to eat.
If you're looking at it from perspective, okay, if your perspective is that it's a gzeira, so there's an element of issur, so then you're allowed to wash the tilas adayim. But that's I'll say anudanim. The posek wants to say, don't eat bread to avoid the shayla, fine. Rav Avadya quotes the same thing from the Stechemer, that an onen should wash until sedayim because of the iser element. And Rav Avadya thinks that whatever you say here should be the same as what you say by Asul Hanus Min Olam HaZeh V'lo Bracha. So if you're not bothered by Asul Hanus Min Olam HaZeh V'lo Bracha, then you shouldn't be bothered by the Tilas Adayim. You could split. You could say like the Eimei Bracha, the only Asul Hanus Min Olam HaZeh V'lo Bracha doesn't apply with no Chiyah Bracha. But here there's an Isser Mishim Srach Truma, so that's a different calculus. See, it's not necessarily totally Ha B'Hoy, even though the value seems to equate them. Rav Avadya quotes in the Amlo ways that to avoid the shayla about the Birchas Hanan, you should hear someone else say bracha to be motzi. Okay, but I think that equation. Sorry, that equation to Asul Hanus Min Olam HaZeh Bracha was the Steich Chavetz equation. Rav Avadya thinks bottom line that. He thinks that you should wash until you die and blow bracha. And when you should wash until you die and blow bracha, Mishnah Brewer writes, Simon Ayin Aleph, Sikhat and Dalid. He quotes the same Birka Yosef that the Piskei Tshuva quoted. In Rosh Halacha Pas after Ein Otzarach Levarcham, let's see, we come back from Sarach Litol Yadav, V'lo Yivarach Al Anatila. So you should wash Natila Sadaim without a bracha. That's the Mishnah Brewer's Psak. Rabbi Willi thinks that Lo Locha and Onen doesn't wash Natila Sadaim, even if there's a Gzeira. The Gzeira isn't an Isser. It's a Gzeira, so the Onen is punter from that Gzeira also. The formulation isn't that there's an iser to eat without washing your hands. It's a gzeira to wash your hands. So no one's fatter from that gzeira there, but also of washing hands. What about netilas yadayim shel shachris? So the Divrei Sofrim thinks that an onen should wash when he gets up in the morning because of ruach ra. So that's not just a mitzvah, but there's you're removing a ruach ra. That's a different cheshbon. Rabbi Willer thinks no, we don't really have ruach ra anymore. Just like we don't really have melech tzomus anymore. So even though the Piskei Tshuva quotes those who are that the Chamud et Daniel equated Mayim Rishon and Mayim Achronim, so he says you should wash until Sedayim Mayim Rishon and Mayim Achronim as well. But nowadays, even if you wash Mayim Achronim, we don't really have melech tzomus, so there's no real need for it. It's only because of some pseudo-chiyuv, and that doesn't apply to an onen either. So you don't have a ruach ra, you don't have melech tzomus, so an onen would not wash Netilas Yadayim shall chakras.
How do we know that there's no ruach ra?
Have you ever seen it?
Did the Amoraim see it? That's the nature of ruach ra. By definition, it's a ruach. You can't see it. That's seeing or not seeing it doesn't mean it's not there. It's a ruach.
Yes.
Oh, that's fine.
So we still assume we should try to put the thing as close to the Dalai Lama as possible walking out.
Okay. What about Sfiras HaOmer in Yoni Digamos? Basically, Shiva talks about in Sivkat and Vav. Meaning, what's the problem? So, if an Onain is going to go an entire day before Kvura, right, then he's going to miss a day for his count. Then he's going to be stuck. He won't be able to count with the bracha the rest of Sfira. Piskei Teshuva writes from the Noda Behuda, Sivkat and Vav. Question Noda Behuda. Imu onim imi Sfira belayla. Umakama kvaros rachag ben ir ba'ofen shia onim kol alayla hi v'chol yamach. So that is going to go a whole day before Kvura. Another Yehuda says, even though you're part of performing mitzvahs, you're not allowed to perform mitzvahs, but as a placeholder, you can count Sfira below Bracha. Be'er Halacha quotes this in Hilchos Sfira Somer, it's in Tav Pei Tes. Be'er Halacha the Yomaska below Bracha. The way he presents it, the Iker, writes the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum, this is quoting from summarizing the Behuda. The Iker, Mishum, the Vizelo Mitrad, Velomis Batil, Bishvil Regazu, Milasa Gumesa. So the reason for the general Isser of Kiyamissa for an Onein, again, is either Shami Maso or Kavod Mix. The bottom line, if you're going to count Sphere below Bracha, it's going to take you 10 seconds. It's not going to prevent you from being also mitzorchei meis. Umitzayif gam das eza poskim de'onein pater ava rashi l'kayim. And if you mitzayif those poskim rashi that an onein could voluntarily do mitzvahs. V'al pi kol zeh daito di'yisper v'shasha meis amutu l'fanam v'lo bracha v'shum yukal lispor b'chol yamim v'bracha me'achad v'lo zeh yesh poskim lo b'inan klal t'mimos. That's the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan as well. So Katan Yitzayi, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's steeper than Rambam Alma. You're not necessarily counting L'Shem Mitzvah. You're counting, you're just saying the words. As Rabbi Willig says it, you're counting in order to keep the Hemshechius of the Sfira, to keep the count, but you're not necessarily counting L'Shem Mitzvah. You're part of a mitzvah, you're not allowed to perform mitzvahs. So you're not counting L'Shem Mitzvah, you're counting as a placeholder. Yeah.
You can also factor in the fact that
Okay, what about Kriya Shema Alamita and Hamapil? So Shlomo Zalman writes, Mincha Shlomo, the tshuva that we quoted yesterday, Chelek Aleph Simin Sari Aleph.
So you don't have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer for that thing.
Correct.
So then works? I mean,
it should work. Mitzvah saying Sichas Kavan. Durabanan.
Okay, but you're doing, but you're not doing the mitzvah.
The Mincha Shlomo Chelak Aleph Siman Sadi Aleph Perek Hafei Otz Tes. Again, Chelak Aleph Siman Sadi Aleph Perek Hafei Otz Tes. Shlomo Zalman writes that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema Lamita and Hamapyo because pretty sure he said, he definitely says by Kriya Shema Lamita. I think he says by Hamapyo also because the Shmira. So you're not saying it L'shei Mitzvah, you're saying it for Shmira. Vavadya, page Reish Kaf, says that you can rely on this if you want to be Mako, to say Kriyat Shema. And Rabbi Karpreis said as well, page Peivav, not Hamapil, Rabbi Karpreis, but Kriyat Shema Lamita, he thinks there's what to rely on to recite it.
Should you have Kavanah to recite Kriyat Shema? Once you're already doing it.
But you're punter from that.
I know. I'm saying so. She's
probably not. You just have to go around L'shem Shmira. Rabbi Ulig would say, no, there's no. Not you wouldn't say Kriyat Shema here either. Rabbi Willock holds, at least on a Mikra Din level, that an Onein would be Pater from Tanis Esther. All other Tanis Sibur are Isurim, they're Avelis related, they're Chorban related. Tanis Esther, Tanis Shel Simcha, plenty of Marmor comes to support that. So there's no Isur, it's only Yakiyim. So it's only Yakiyim, an Onein would be Pater. See, Pasna with this year, there's a family of Onanim who traveled in Teretz Yisrael and Tanis Esther for the Kvura. So Rabbi Willa felt no need for them to fast because such a difficult, taxing, physically taxing situation. And the Mikra Din, Tanis Esther is different than other Tanias, and an Onan would be therefore pater from having to fast on Tanis Esther. Piska Shuva writes in Sivkat and Vav from the Shvas Yaakov.
You can shave and cut your hair on Tanis Esther. Which kind of seems to fit into that.
Okay. The extent of the other Nihugim and other Tanias is a separate discussion. But whether or to what extent otherwise in other Tanias, but definitely not in Tanis Esther. Correct. Okay. Piska Shuva Sivkat and Vav quotes in the Shvas Yaakov. What happens if you're in the middle of davening, and then you hear, in the middle of davening, meis lo meis? Misha hiska lispala likrof shma, menasa one pitom, yigmor velo yapsik. That once you already started, you should finish. Came into the one lo yikra, as shma yispala, rak mi derbanan. So, since the restrictions on only Durabanan, so once you start a Kriyat Shema davening or Tefillah, you should continue. Vadi writes, page Kuf Lama Dalit, that you could throw into the mix here or talk about Oseg B'Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah, that applies to Oseg B'Mitzvah Durabanan also. So you could argue you're osek b'mitzvahs tefillah, then you don't have to engage in the mitzvos of aninus. And anyway, you do have the daya that you could be machmir on yourself. You have the daya that you could be machmir on yourself to recite brachos or do mitzvos as an onein, if at least there are other people who are involved. And there's a chashash bracha v'atal. If you start a davening, you don't finish. So for those reasons, Rav Adya thinks halacha that you should follow Shvat Yaakov and finish davening.
Which one?
I'm sorry? You should take off tefillin in the middle of davening. Presumably, just if you're ready, finishing davening, you're davening through tefillin. That's an iser on an avel yom risha.
So that doesn't necessarily.
I think that applies to onay. I think that's by an avel, not an onay. But there's no, there's nothing unique for an onay about tefillin more than other mitzvahs. Right, but that's anyway today's in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin Aleph. Misha meisel meis shuchay l'sabul lav afilo ena mutal lav l'kovra pasim yikriyas from itfila afilo merotzel achmer lasmer l'kva seder rashai v'im yesh misha yishtad l'vishfila v'tzarech l'kvura v'rotzel achmer lasmer l'kros ein mochem biyado. So the Mechaber writes that if there's misha yisam aso and a person's machmer in himself, or if you call it a chumrah, to say kriyashma ein mochem biyado. Even though we don't generally assume the way, but in this case, where you find in the middle of davening, so that's another thing to throw into the mix to allow you to finish davening. Rabbi Willi just points out, what does it mean to start davening? So you have in Simon Shin Sadi, Simon Shin Sadi Sif Beis. Yashav Legalech. Sit down in the barber's chair. V'yamr lo, Meis Aviv. Harezem Mashlem Rosho. So you started getting a haircut. You heard Meis Lo Meis. You can finish the haircut. Echad Megalech v'echad Mizgalech. So what does it mean, Yashav Legalech? At what point is it considered that the haircut started? Says the Kivager here, Simon Shin Sadi. Birshami Mashma Dizel Chashira Imahidik Sadi Vimasisan Sham Lo Yeshil of Neya Sapir Samach Lemincha. Right, the Mishnah Daf Tes in the Bavli, that you're not allowed to go for a haircut Samach Lemincha. The Yishami says, when is that? If you put the apron over the person getting the haircut, that's considered the beginning of a haircut. So as long as you put the apron on before Samach L'mincha, you can continue getting a haircut, even if they only start giving you the haircut once the Samach L'mincha. So that's true by the din of Tiglachas. Rabbi Willick suggested maybe there's something similar by davening. Maybe even if you didn't start davening yet, but you put in your gartel, you put in your jacket and your hat, and you're in a davening position, and then shama shemes lemes, maybe you'd be allowed to finish davening in that situation as well. Chazanish isn't convinced about this. Chazanish and Simon Tesva Bos Aleph. Chazanish thinks, well, no, maybe Shvas Yaakov says, if you start davening, if you continue. Well, maybe once you become an onein, once you hear mes lemes, and then maybe the whole chiyuv is mufka. So what's the point of continuing to daven? There's no chiyuv to daven anymore. So Chazon Ish isn't sure about that. He acknowledges that Shvas Yaakov is meiko, but he raises the question, maybe there's no point. Maybe you're totally mufka from tefillah once you hear Shemes Lameis. Rabbi Felder quotes from Ramosha, Yisod Eismachos, Paragimel Funo 30. Paragimel Funo 30 quotes from Ramosha that if you hear Meis L'Meis after Barchu, then you should continue davening all the way to the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Then he quotes in footnote 34 from Moshe that an onein doesn't say Tfilas Haderech, even though you could have argued maybe that's similar to Kriya Shalomita, so it could be Moshe would have said not to say Kriya Shalomita either. I haven't seen that quoted in his name in either direction. But it sounds like a similar issue that even if it's something for Shmira, but bottom line, it's a bracha, and an onin doesn't say brachos.
Say without the bracha.
It doesn't say tefillos either.
So tehillim would be aser?
I'm sorry?
Tehillim?
So Tehillim, if it's supposed to say, if you're saying Tehillim as part of Shmira Sameis, so then maybe that's okay. But Tehillim in a way that's going to distract you from Tzorachim is definitely not. Bikur Yaakov writes in Hilchos Sukkah, Siman Taf Reish Bem Tes Sukkatin Yutes, Taf Reish Bem Tes Sukkatin Yutes, that if a person's sitting in the Sukkah and he hears Meis Lameis, he doesn't have to leave. The Resolver writes, Sukkatin Kuf Samach Beis. I'm sorry?
Also
be mitzvah. Or, I'm sorry? Right. Rabbi Willig argues on that for that reason. He says, he's part of Minnesota, so what does it mean to continue sitting in the sukkah? He's part of Minnesota. The Rebbe Sofim says, not only do you not have to leave, he says, it's also to leave. Because that's a Shevi Altasa. Meaning, you don't have to go into the sukkah, but if you're in the sukkah, then you shouldn't leave. Same thing about tzitzis. The Rebbe Sofim says, you shouldn't remove tzitzis. Because that's, you're removing tzitzis, doing a kumase, and only doesn't do mitzvah, v'shevi altasa. Rabbi Willig says that an onin could remove a tzitzis. Shlomo Zalman writes that an onin can put on tzitzis in the morning because that's the norm. That's part of getting dressed in the morning. Obviously, you don't say bracha, but there's no isser to put on tzitzis, which I think is the generally accepted practice. Okay, let's stop here. And we're on for Sunday? Prefer beginning of Seder, end of Seder?
Middle.
Middle of Seder?
No.
End of Seder. End of Seder? But then the beginning of Seder on Monday? Oh, no, sorry, I'm not here Monday. All right, fine, good. Okay, end of Seder. So 4:30 on Sunday? Okay? 4:30 Sunday through, right, so next week...